It is 4:16, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, today brought to you by Sunny's Family Diner. Sunny's has an upstairs private dining room that holds up to 50 people. It is perfect, a perfect place to host your upcoming baby or bridal shower, business meeting, or get-together. Call Sunny's Family Diner for more details, 730-4834. That's Sunny's Family Diner, 730-4834. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, today is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, my heavens.
National Hot Dog Day. So okay. It's a perfect night to enjoy a Zweigel.
You're absolutely right.
Or two.
I love a red hot.
You eat. Yes. Or I like the white hots, too.
We'd have to get the variety pack if it was you and me.
So hot dogs were culturally imported from German immigrants in the late 1800s and became popular here in the U.S. It became a working-class street food in the U.S., sold at stands and carts. Although particularly connected with New York City and its cuisine, the hot dog eventually became ubiquitous throughout the U.S. during the 20th century. Mm-hmm. Hot dogs have a surprisingly contentious origin.
Is that right?
There are multiple claimants to the invention of the hot dog, each with a slightly different innovation.
Okay.
Some reports say German immigrants first sold them from push carts in New York City's Bowery in the 1860s. Another story claims that in 1871, a German butcher served the sausages with rolls from his stand on Coney Island, and the hot dog bun made its popular debut at the Columbian Exposition, where visitors enjoyed large quantities of the sausages.
Okay. Sausages.
Now, there is a ongoing debate, a hot debate happening.
Right. Okay.
Whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Are you
what
asking
do you
me? I don't,
do you
boy, I don't know. Probably technically it's a sandwich.
So in 2017, the head of marketing at Oscar Mayer, they would know a thing or two.
They are, yeah.
They asserted that hot dogs were indeed a sandwich.
Okay.
But then the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council declared that a hot dog is not a sandwich. And hot dog eating champions Joey Chestnut and former hot dog eating champion Takeru Kobayashi both agree not a sandwich.
Not a sandwich, okay.
Merriam-Webster, on the other hand, they had to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And they stated that a hot dog is a sandwich, given that by definition, a sandwich has two or more slices of bread or a split roll with a filling in between.
That's the definition.
So according to that definition, I would say a hot dog is a sandwich.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, yeah. I mean, a submarine sandwich is
similar roll, larger, different
roll.
Kind of roll, but you call that a sandwich.
You do.
Right?
You do,
yeah.
You're right.
So according to a 2021 survey on the topic, 56.8% of respondents said that they believed hot dogs were sandwiches.
What was the percentage again?
56.8%.
Say yes,
so by
sandwich.
A slim margin, the majority said.
Yeah.
They think it's a sandwich.
Interesting.
Yeah. So last year, Americans spent more than $8.3 billion on hot dogs and sausages in U.S. supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles residents consume more hot dogs than any other city.
Is that right?
Now, that surprised me because I would think places like New York and Chicago.
Like walking cities. Would have the carts.
But no, Los Angeles, apparently.
All right.
During peak hot dog season, which is
summer.
Right now.
This is it.
Memorial Day to Labor Day.
We're enjoying it right now.
Americans typically consume 7 billion hot dogs, and that's 818 hot dogs consumed every second during that period.
They're so easy. Do you grill hot dogs at home? They're so easy to
do. They're delicious.
You get them so hot.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah.
And just gone.
Yeah, definitely. 7-Eleven sells the most grilled hot dogs in North America with 100 million sold annually.
I bet they're good.
Now, the good people at the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council did a study on America's top hot dog toppings.
Okay.
And the most popular is mustard, followed by ketchup, onions, relish, and chili.
Chili, okay.
Yeah.
I've never had a chili dog.
Neither have I. But condiment preferences vary across the U.S. In the Northeast, sauerkraut is popular, while in the West, bacon and mayo are both favorites. I put mayo on my hot dogs. I do.
We had this conversation earlier.
Yeah. I do it. I'm not ashamed.
I've never seen anybody do it.
I know. Sometimes, like, if I'm at, like, a Red Wings game or something, and I ask if they have mayo or other places or whatever.
They look at you.
Or I'm at someone's house, and we're having hot dogs. They're like, what? But don't knock it till you try it.
I love mayo.
then you would probably like it on a hot dog.
And if it's a sandwich, right? Cannot poo-poo you for the
mayor. That's right. That is right. Now,
what about Miracle Whip? Would you put Miracle Whip on one?
No. Come on. Now, they have also published a guide on proper hot dog etiquette.
Oh,
they put together some do's and don'ts. Okay. Now, this is the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. So
these are the experts.
These are the experts.
The ones who know.
And they have the etiquette down,
Let's
right?
Have
so
it.
They say do not put hot dog toppings between the hot dog and the bun.
No, come on.
Always dress the dog, not the bun.
Dress the dog.
Yeah, they also say to eat hot dogs with your hands. Don't use utensils.
Or utensils,
yeah,
right.
Never use utensils.
Right.
Don't take more than 5 bites to finish a hot dog.
What?
Unless it's a foot long, then you can have 7 bites.
I got a big mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I could take big bites.
5 bites.
5 bites to finish a hot dog?
I don't know what my I never really thought about it.
I've never raced to finish a hot dog.
Next time I eat a hot dog, I'm going to have to think about it. Like, how many bites is this?
No, just do it. Just stuff it right in your mouth.
Yeah. Now, this one is a bit of a hot take. Don't use ketchup on your hot dog after the age of 18.
That's ridiculous.
Which is, I know,
it's
a lot of people like ketchup on their hot dogs. And they said use paper plates to serve hot dogs. Everyday dishes are also acceptable, but China is a no-no.
Oh, yeah.
Do not break out the fine china to serve your hot dogs.
Yeah, all right.
Now, in 2012, Guinness World Record certified the world record for the most expensive hot dog.
Okay.
It cost $145.49.
All right.
It's called the California Capital City Dog, served at Capital Dog in Sacramento, California.
Mm-hmm.
It featured a grilled 18-inch all-beef natural casing Frank from Chicago, served on a fresh-baked herb and focaccia roll.
Easy.
Now the National Hot Dog people would not, the council would not approve of this hot dog.
Okay.
Because it's on a fancy roll. Spread with white truffle butter, then grilled. It's topped with whole grain mustard from France, garlic and herb, mayo, sautéed chopped shallots, organic mixed baby greens, maple syrup marinated, and fruitwood smoked uncured bacon from New Hampshire.
Wow.
Chopped tomato, mousse cheese from Sweden.
Mousse cheese?
Yep. Exactly what you think it is. Sweetened dried cranberries, basil olive oil, and pear cranberry coconut balsamic vinaigrette. And ground peppercorn.
And I'm not supposed to eat this with a knife and fork, you're telling
right,
me.
Right, I know. That's what I was just going to say.
I don't know
how you eat that.
It's $30 a bite.
Yeah. And proceeds were donated to the Shriners Hospitals for Children.
Okay.
So, which were a good cause.
I'm surprised there are no flakes of gold. Usually like to
They just like, right. They,
gold flakes.
That's usually part of it. But.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with hot dogs, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play Hot Diggity Dog by Perry Como.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Perry Como. You know, if you go down to the Zweigels factory down on North Plymouth,
is it? Yeah.
That plays just on a continuous loop in the office
wow.
there. Did you know that?
That's great.
May or may not be true.
Cannot confirm.
You know, they used to, I don't know if they still do. I assume they do. They used to listen to Legends down at the Zweigels front office.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, they used to write to us. So we haven't heard from them lately, but we'd love to today if you're working at Zweigels.
Yeah, we love us some Zweigels.
All right, let's recap 3 things we must take away from. Why did we play this song first of all?
Well, because we were talking about National Hot Dog Day.
Of course we were.
Yeah.
All right, let's recap 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right, hot dogs were brought to the U.S. by German immigrants in the 1800s.
Los Angeles residents eat more hot dogs than any other city.
And during peak hot dog season,
mm-hmm.
Americans typically consume 7 billion hot dogs.
Holy cats, wow. Wowie zowie. And the Red Hot's my favorite. You like the White Hot,
I like both. I like both.
The Red Hot's from Zweigels. I know we keep coming back to Zweigels, but they really are just amazing.
Yeah.
They have the bigger versions now.
Yeah, you were telling me about this earlier. I wasn't familiar with that.
No, the standard one comes in a 6-pack.
Right.
These are 4-packs. They're longer, maybe girthier. I don't know.
Okay.
But they are delicious. I mean, they taste the same, but they're
just
big.
Just bigger. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll have to keep an eye out.
You should keep an eye
out
for them. Very good. Folks want to learn more about the hot dogs. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog.
That's
if
right.
you go to legends1027.com.
Yeah.
On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
All right. We got more Heritage Square tickets to give away today. And if you love learning, if you're listening to the Wiki Corner every day, and you love learning little bits of facts about this, then the other thing, you will love Heritage Square, because you're going to learn a little bit of history about Western New York and specifically our area, Ontario and the Rochester area.
Yeah.
What we want you to do is text us right now. Text the word hot dog to 222-4000. That's hot dog to 2224. You can even misspell it if you'd like.
We'll allow it.
We'll give you a little bit of grace there.
Yeah.
Text hot dog to 222-4000 for your...
Not sure how you misspell hot dog, but it's okay.
Well, we'll find out.
If you do, that's fine. No judgment.
Be qualified to win 4 tickets to Heritage Square Museum. Very cool. Hey, Sarah, back tomorrow, 4:10, fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
On the way, Bill Withers, Howard Jones, and more. Plus at 5 o'clock, you got it, the legendary Drive at 5 on Legends 102.7.